Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. We have teams from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, and no doubt the competition will be tight as four stalwarts play to uphold the honour of their local place of refreshment. The format is the same as last year when we played Top Team. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The referee, scorekeeper and timekeeper is Donal Kavanagh, and here he is with the rules. Donal.
2 points for a correct answer for a team question, and if the team gets it wrong, it'll be thrown over to the other team, which will get 1 point if they answer it correctly. We can only accept the first answer given through the team captain. The individual questions are also worth 2 points, but won't be passed over. 10 seconds is allowed to the teams to consider each answer. In the event of a tie at the end of the contest, the two captains will play against one another in a sudden-death playoff to determine a winner.
Thanks, Donal. Well, tonight the first two teams up to do battle are Da Vinci's Pub and Derry and Browns on the Green from Letterkenny Golf Club. Playing for Browns on the Green are Captain Hugh McClafferty, Tracy Spence, Michael Boucher-Hayes and Kevin McDonough. Playing for Da Vinci's are Captain Hugh Gilliland, Jim Moore, Joan Winters and Brian Brownlee. Now, Da Vinci's won the toss and elected to go first. So, on with the quiz. First question to Da Vinci's. Where would you find the Doge's Palace?
Venice.
Correct for 2 points. Which London street is famous for men's tailoring brand?
Savile Row.
Correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, what is the minimum number of points to win a tiebreak in a game of tennis?
Seven.
Seven is correct for 2 points. Browns, what was Spain's General Franco's first name? Need an answer, please.
Juan.
Sorry, we'll throw it over for 1 point.
Francisco.
Francisco is correct for a bonus point for Da Vinci's. Da Vinci's, what was Jacques Cousteau's research ship called? Jacques Cousteau's ship was called...
Calypso.
Calypso is correct for 2 points. Browns, what is the Archbishop of Canterbury's official residence called?
Lambeth Palace.
Lambeth Palace is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, which Danish statue is a tribute to Hans Christian Andersen?
The Little Mermaid.
Correct for 2 points. And last question in this round for Browns. On which island did Nelson Mandela serve most of his prison sentence?
Excuse me. Robben Island.
Robben Island is correct for 2 points. Well, here endeth the first round. At the end of the first round, Donald, do we have a score?
At the end of the first round, Billy, Da Vinci's in Derry have 9 points and Browns on the Green have 6 points.
Right. On we go with round two. Plenty of time to go, plenty of questions ahead of us. Back to Da Vinci's. Who wrote the novel Rob Roy?
Sir Walter Scott.
Correct for 2 points. Browns, who sings As Long As He Needs Me in Oliver? As long as he needs me. You know that. Which character sings it?
Nancy.
Nancy is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, which John Wayne movie won him his only Oscar?
True Grit.
True Grit is correct for True Point. Bronze, what is the capital of Chile? Chile.
Santiago.
Santiago is correct for 2 points. Back to Da Vinci's. What was the nickname of Julius Marx?
Groucho.
Groucho is correct for 2 points. Bronze, who wrote the novel East of Eden?
Steinbeck.
Steinbeck did indeed. Da Vinci's, what creature lives in a formicary? A formicary.
Ants.
An ant lives in a formicary. It certainly does. And the last question of the round. To Browns, which Swiss resort awards the Golden Rose TV Awards? Which Swiss resort awards the Golden Rose TV Awards?
Montreux.
Montreux is correct for 2 points. So, 16 questions gone, and Donal, have we a score?
Well, in that last round, Billy, both teams got the maximum 8 points each, which leaves Da Vinci's in Derry on 17 in total, and Brown's on the green on 14 in total.
Excellent. Here we go with round three. Da Vinci's. Diana Ross was Oscar-nominated for her first film. What film? Diana Ross, Oscar-nominated for her first film.
The Lady Sings the Blues.
She does for 2 points. That's exactly right. Browns, who won the Best Actress Oscar for Coal Miner's Daughter? These are all film questions, by the way, coincidentally. Best Actress Oscar for Coal Miner's Daughter.
Sissy Spacek.
She did, that'll do. Sissy Spacek is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's. Whose piano rags were used in The Sting?
Scott Joplin.
Correct for 2 points. Browns, what movie set in Ireland was David Lean's follow-up to Dr. Zhivago?
Ryan's Daughter.
Ryan's Daughter is also correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's. Where was Omar Sharif born?
Egypt.
Correct for 2 points. Browns, who starred as a grumpy old man with Jack Lemmon?
Walter Matthau.
He did for 2 points. Da Vinci's, last question for you in this round. For a moment there, I thought we were in trouble, is the last line of which movie? For a moment there, I thought we were in trouble.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Correct, for 2 points. In Schindler's List, Brown, what was Schindler's first name?
Oscar.
Oscar is also correct for 2 points. Very high standard here, or else the questions are very easy. So, Donald, at the end of the third round.
At the end of the third round, Billy, again, both teams getting maximum points. So Da Vinci's adding on the 8 points now find themselves on 25, and Brown's on the green on 22.
Excellent. Now, this is the bit that everybody is scared of, the individual round. So we're going to start and ask Da Vinci's their complete individual round first. So, Hugh, according to the proverb, how do still waters run? Deep is correct. There's no conferring, by the way, in these rounds. Jim, chukkas are playing periods in what sport?
Polo.
Polo is correct. 2 points. Joan, which Anne kept a diary while hiding in an attic in World War II?
Anne Frank's.
She did indeed. And Brian, which Irish comedian sat on a bar stool, held a cigarette and a drink and chatted?
Dave Allen
did indeed for 2 points. Now, Brown's in the green, your individual round, but start off with Hugh. If you mix red and yellow, what colour do you get, Hugh? Red and yellow.
Orange.
Orange is correct. Tracy, what's the capital of Norway?
Oslo.
Correct for 2 points. And Michael, how is Robert Zimmerman better known?
Bob Dylan.
He is. And Kevin, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote about an island. What was its name?
Treasure Island.
Treasure Island is correct. So, very easy questions, but you know all the answers so far. So at the end of the first half of the programme, Donal.
And once again, Billy, full marks all around, 8 points to each in that particular round, leaving Da Vinci's on 33 points and Brown's on the green on 30.
All still to play for. And just to remind you as well that the sponsor of this quiz is Refaux Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to all your farm, home or building requirements. Now, let us continue with the quiz. Da Vinci's. This is the individual round again, the second individual round. We'll start with Hugh. What was Napoleon's last battle, Hugh?
Waterloo.
It was. And, Jim, what was the name of King Arthur's sword?
Excalibur.
It was, for 2 points. Joan, how many notes are there in an octave? No hints from anyone, please. Eight. It is correct, Joan. They're very easy anyway, aren't they? Brian, in which game do you try to move backwards all the time? In which game do you try to move backwards all the time?
Tug of War.
Tug of War is correct for 2 points. Right, over to Browns in the green. Hugh, how many men were in J.K. Jerome's boat?
One.
The answer was three. Three men in a boat. Tracy, who in the Bible had a coat of many colours?
Joseph
had, indeed. Michael, what does an invertebrate not have?
Spine.
Correct for 2 points. And Kevin, what do philatelists collect?
Stamps.
Stamps is correct for 2 points. And here endeth the individual round. You'll all be mightily relieved to know. So at the end of that round, scores are?
At the end of that round, Billy Da Vinci's scored 8 with a cumulative total of 41. Browns on the green scored 6. Their total now 36.
Okay, there's only 5 in it, by my reckoning, so let's go again. Da Vinci's. Who wrote the opera Tosca? Who wrote the opera Tosca?
Puccini.
Puccini is correct. Giacomo Puccini. In which opera, Browns, by Puccini, does Mimi appear?
La Boheme.
La Boheme is absolutely right. Da Vinci's, what shirt number was Beckham's at Manchester United?
7.
Number 7 is correct for 2 points. Browns, in what country were the Beckhams married?
Ireland.
Ireland is also correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, which animal's name comes first in a dictionary?
Aardvark.
Aardvark is correct for 2 points. Browns, the fabled bird, the griffin, had the head of which real bird? The fabled bird, the griffin, had the head of which real bird?
An eagle.
Eagle is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, who played the sheriff in High Noon? Yeah.
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper did for 2 points. And Brown's, the song Memory comes from which musical?
Cats.
Cats is also correct for 2 points. Very high scoring game, this. Bright people all round. Donal.
And after that round, Billy, again, both teams scoring maximum 8 points. Da Vinci's now on 49 and Brown's on the green on 44.
49, 44, two rounds to go, folks. Here we go again with the penultimate round for Da Vinci's. Whose catchphrase, Da Vinci's, was, shut that door?
Larry Grayson.
Larry Grayson is correct for 2 points. Browns, who played in the football match in 1966, watched by 32 million people? who played in the football match in 1966 in the UK, watched by 32 million people?
England and West Germany.
England and West Germany, absolutely correct for 2 points. Now, Da Vinci's, which company had Nipper the dog as its trademark? Nipper the dog.
His master's voice, HMV.
You're lucky you said HMV. I was going to tell you were wrong. Absolutely right. His master's voice. And Brown's on the green. Euclid is associated with which branch of mathematics? Euclid.
Geometry.
Geometry is correct for 2 points. Da Vinci's, how many furlongs in a mile?
Eight.
8 furlongs is correct. Brown's, on a dartboard, what is the bottom centre number? Very bottom centre.
Number three.
Number three is also correct. Da Vinci's, what character did Johnny Depp play in Pirates of the Caribbean? What was his character name?
Jack Sparrow.
Captain Jack Sparrow. Sorry, I can't allow that. Okay, I'm only joking. 2 points. Right. And Brown's, Judy Garland's daughter won an Oscar for Cabaret. What was her name?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli was also correct for 2 points. We have 7 rounds gone with 1 round to go. So, Donald.
A sentence I'm seeing an awful lot in this quiz. Both teams scored maximum points in that round. And the totals now, Da Vinci's are on 57 and Brown's on the green on 52.
Okay, let's see how we get on with the very last round. Da Vinci's. Who wrote the novel Robinson Crusoe?
Daniel Defoe.
He did, for 2 points. Brown's, what is Abyssinia now called?
Ethiopia.
Correct, for 2 points. Which Clive Da Vinci's starred in Dad's Army?
Clive Dunn.
Clive Dunn did, 2 points. Brown's, which writer and guitarist sang Annie's Song?
John Denver.
John Denver did. Da Vinci's, how many degrees in a circle?
360.
360 degrees, correct for 2 points. Brown's, Sweeney Todd operated in which London street?
Fleet Street.
Fleet Street is correct. One more question each. Da Vinci's, Peter Sutcliffe became known as what?
The Yorkshire Ripper.
He did indeed. And last question for Brown's on the green. What is the capital of Haiti? Haiti.
Port-au-Prince.
Port-au-Prince is exactly right. So we have reached the end of the contest. Donald.
And again, both teams scored maximum points. In fact, I can confirm that Da Vinci's scored maximum points for the whole quiz and didn't miss one.
Wow.
Final scores, and this is an extremely high-scoring round. This is setting a bar that's going to be very hard for any other contest. Da Vinci's 65, Brown's on the green, 60.
Well, many congratulations to Da Vinci's Pub in Derry for winning this competition with the maximum score, and commiserations, but congratulations as well to Brown's on the Green for a very high scoring round. Unfortunately, we won't be seeing you again. But if you would like to listen in, folks, after the 9 o'clock news next Sunday night, you will hear the Fir Trees Hotel Strabane and the Station House Hotel Letterkenny battle it out. So from Da Vinci's Pub in Derry, the team from Brown's on the Green Letterkenny. So from Donald Kavanagh and myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.